Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Naked Thoughts Podcast. I'm your host, Tiana, and I am so blessed to be in your presence. I am so grateful for you for clicking on this episode. Hi, how are you? Man, shit has changed since we have last talked. It's been a minute. It has. That's my bad. But you know me. I'm the type of girl, like, I go ghost every now and then. You won't hear from me for a while, and then I pop back up, and my life is, like, done a 360. I think it's because I've been so nervous to overhype the shit that I'm doing and then have something fall flat and feel disappointed in myself, I guess. But a lot of things have changed in great ways, and I'm feeling fucking great. Big thing, I moved out of the garage, so I don't remember if I spoke about this topic, but we had an accident actually in the garage where I'm assuming the man was intoxicated. I have not seen the police report, if I'm being completely honest. But he couldn't walk when he got out of the car. A seemingly intoxicated man, drove his car very quickly into the... He rear-ended my mom's car, which was parked in front of the garage that I lived in, and that pushed my mom's car into our garage. So, yeah, he ran his car into my house, for lack of a better term. It was horrifying. Mason and I were sitting in the room. I have a picture at 10:43, and we... It was 10:47. We were sitting down, and I was braiding his hair, and we were right next to the garage door. And then there's another picture at 10:53 that was of the car that hit my mom's car. So it was literally minutes between us being there where we would have gotten hit and us moving into the bed where we didn't get hit, fortunately. And a lot of small coincidences in that moment where, like, we could have been seriously injured, or like our dog could have been seriously injured, and like that didn't happen by the grace of God, I guess, the universe, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. But it was really scary and really traumatic, and it kind of put me in go mode, and I very quickly decided to stop tolerating the wait to move out, because I had been wanting to move out for a very long time. It's never someone's, you know, well, that's not true. It wasn't my ideal situation to be living in a garage, especially my parents' garage, you know, concrete floor, no insulation, fucking bugs. I hated it. I loved it for what it was. And I'd gone from living in their house to being like, oh, it would be so cool to like live in the garage, and I can't wait like for the opportunity to do that if they ever give it to me. And they did, and they went above and beyond, and I love my parents. They're two of the most generous people I've ever met in my life. Obviously, they're my parents, so they are just great. But I was very eager to get out of there just because I very much value independence, and I very much value my own space. I think in my young adulthood, I've learned that I very much value my own solitude and being in my own energy, unaffected by anybody else. And that being said, I had made the decision to say kind of sorry, kind of not, and also just fuck it. And I decided to just start looking on my own. And it's weird because life really does happen for you. I'm a firm believer that life happens for you. And there were many times where Mason and I had tried to get a place together, And for one reason or another, every single time, there was a reason why we couldn't. And it was very disheartening at the time, because it made moving out feel like an impossible task. But when I went to search on my own, I found this place on a beach, tucked away, hidden from the world, kind of. And I didn't think I would get it. It was a couple dollars out of my price range, kind of, and it was just on the steeper end where I was like, I don't really want to, but location means fuck yeah. And so I said, fuck it, I'm gonna apply, and if I get it, then I'll make it work, you know? And I applied, and the next day they were in contact with me, and the process went so quick. And within 3 days, I signed a lease. And that was such a big, I don't even know the word that I'm looking for right now, but it was so telling, just like how certain things won't happen for you because they are not for you, and because something better is on the horizon, or because something maybe that you don't think is better, but something that you need more than what you think you want is on the horizon for you. When one door closes, another one always opens without fail. Rejection is redirection. There is no rejection.
Wow,
all the things I'm trying to say. There is no rejection. The universe just gives you something better. And now I'm here in this little one bedroom, one bathroom apartment with my plants and my singular couch. But I mean, hey, I got a fucking couch. Thanks, Mom and Dad. You guys are the best. And my neighbors are all just like older people that are super chill, and some people would hate that, you know. I'm 23. Usually 23-year-olds are like loud and rowdy, but honestly, I'm very chill, especially in my space. I come home, I light a candle, I cook, I chill, and I record podcasts and music. Like, that's the bulk of my lifestyle, so it is chill. And I can see the ocean from my living room and my bathroom and my kitchen and my bedroom. I just feel really blessed to be able to be out here. And I don't know. It's a new beginning. It's definitely been a journey, you know. I'm doing a lot of things I've never done before. Like, I have my own Wi-Fi, which is why I honestly haven't posted in a long time. I didn't have Wi-Fi out here for a while, and I barely have service where I'm at, so like, you kind of need the Wi-Fi. But I got it hooked up, and now here we are. I can get a cat if I choose to do so. I don't have one right now because I'm overwhelmingly busy with this musical production that I'm in. But potentially once that's over, I think I'm going to inquire about a little kitty friend because I've wanted a cat for a really long time and I think I deserve one. And also, fuck, I live alone. I would like to have another soul for company. Someone to talk to, besides the trees. It's fucking awesome, though. I can walk to this state park that's literally a 5-minute walk from my apartment. And so I've been going for walks every now and then when I have time, and making friends with the trees, because I'm a firm believer that they have souls, and that they, well, it's actually scientifically proven that they are highly intelligent beings. They use spores from mushrooms in the ground, from fungi. I mean, not only in the ground, but they use spores from mushrooms to communicate with other plants, and they actually know which trees came from seeds that fell off of them. So they know which trees are their babies, basically. And they fucking are amazing. Trees are amazing. They fascinate me. And I could have said a lot of incorrect shit, or slightly incorrect shit. I don't know. Do your own research. I'm not a scientist. But trees are intelligent. And I am a firm believer, too, that it would only make sense in the olden days for people to have spoken to the trees and to nature, because before technology and before all of the bullshit distractions that we have in the world, it was us and nature. There was nothing else. I mean, obviously, the other things that reside in nature, like the animals, but I think trees are wise, and they've been here longer than I have, so I go to them for guidance a lot of the time, and it has helped me a lot, and I've actually learned a lot from trees. They give me a lot of mental clarity, but it's something that is a practiced skill, and I think you have to be a certain level of in tune, like, not in like a cocky way, like, I'm so in tune, I can talk to the trees. No, fuck that. But you have to be able to quiet your mind for long enough to let them use it as a tool to speak to you through. And so the way that I practice my tree talks is I try to go for a walk first, or have at least a moment of meditation with myself where I can calm my mind, calm my thoughts, and allow room for that tree to enter into my energy field. So today I went and there was this big rock, and I was like, holy shit, you're enormous. You've probably been here for like thousands of years. It's a huge tree right next to the Pacific Ocean. Like, of course it's been there for years. And I turn around and I see a tree that right above my eye level, I don't know how to, the shape and the bark looked exactly like an eye. And my initial reaction was like, oh, hi. And I think things, again, happen for you. Shit, life happens for you. And when I turned around and I saw that it was looking at me, I was like, okay, you started this conversation. I will entertain. And so I usually try to ask for its name, because I try to give respect to these beings and acknowledge their intelligence and wisdom. So I sat down, I asked if I could sit down on a rock that was right next to it, because it was like the perfect little seat, like a little flat rock that I could just sit my ass down on. So I was like, can I sit next to you? And I sat down and I put my hand on the bark and I just took a couple deep breaths. And the air by the ocean, it just hits different. It's crisp. It's so, like, sharp, kind of. I don't know. It's just good. Cleansing. And so I took my breaths. I took my moment to kind of sink with the trees, listen to the birds, and I asked if it would use my mind, like I said earlier, as a tool to communicate with me and to give me guidance and tell me the things that I needed to hear. And it was a really good conversation, and I really recommend if you believe in, or even if you don't, try it and see if it changes your perspective or see if it confirms your belief. And it was just great. It was a great experience. I journaled and I wrote down my thoughts, or the thoughts that it gave me. And it left me feeling cleansed. It left me feeling clearer in thought. It left me feeling, left me with the feeling of better clarity. And I love that. And it's funny too, because a lot of the times I'll be writing and something that I'm writing won't make sense. And I think that a big part of this type of practice is accepting and being okay with the fact that not everything you're gonna get is gonna make sense in that moment. But regardless, it is something that you need to hear, or that you need to be told. And so, like, when I took my hand off the tree, there was like something on my hand that was sticking, and I was like, some things just stick. Wrote it down. It's like, some things just stick, like sap on your hand. And that's out of your control. You can't do anything about it, but it's there. And then there's a sticky residue. And some people think it's good, some people like it, some people hate it. Depends on who you are, but nonetheless, some things just stick. I don't know. It was a good conversation. The tree's name was Brutus. I kept getting Brutus, I don't know why. But that's kind of my little life update, yeah. I live in my little apartment, Tiana's Kingdom, I like to call it. And it's been fun trying to just like get furniture and make the space feel warm. I'm big on making spaces feel warm. It's kind of hard, but it's fun. Fun task. I get to cook when I want and shower in the wee hours of night, which is fucking awesome. And I can leave a cup out and not feel bad about it. I don't know. It's cool. It's a good experience. And I feel very proud of myself for proving to myself that I can be completely financially independent, and I'm just capable. I'm capable of being alone, and that's something that I think I really value, because I don't think anybody in my family has lived alone besides my grandmother, like completely alone. And I admire my grandmother for a lot. She's fucking crazy, but I love her. And she's pretty wise. Everybody has their flaws, but yeah. Very proud of myself. And it gives me a lot more time too to put focus into art and creation and cultivating a safe haven for me and whoever I desire to allow into it. It's fucking awesome. So that's my life update. And obviously the situation comes with its own confusions and its own things. I'll just say things. But everything does, and I think more good. Life's all about perspective, and life is all about perspective, and I think I found that there's more good that's came from this situation than bad for me personally, and I'm the only person that I can speak for, so I guess that's all that really matters. Anybody else's feelings are not my responsibility. Anybody else's opinion is none of my business, so I don't know why I just said that, but just kind of came. Anyways, thank you for listening to my little spiel. I hope you gained something. And thank you for listening. And I will be more consistent for you, baby. I will be more consistent, and I will see you guys next week.